This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some Republican legislators quickly responded to defend House Speaker Kevin McCarthy against other Republicans who criticized the debt ceiling deal made with the Biden administration to avert an international crisis. But as VOA's Veronica Belderas Iglesias reports, there are Democratic skeptics as well.
The expansion of work requirements for some recipients of food stamps has raised concerns among some Democrats. Among them, Representative Pramila Jayapal, who also appeared on CNN.
Actually, by some estimates, creates a burden on administrative spending that is actually worse for, you know, for the overall cost of a program like that. Number two, it is about people who are hungry, people who just need a little bit of temporary assistance.
Before voting in favor of the deal, Jayapal said she'll need more details. The deal will have to pass both the House and the Senate. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won re-election Sunday, extending his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade, AP correspondent Julie Walker reporting.
Surrounded by supporters, Erdogan thanked them for giving him five more years in power. He also ridiculed his challenger for his loss, saying bye-bye-bye Kemal, as supporters booed. Erdogan came just short of a victory in the first round of elections earlier in the month, the first time he failed to win outright, but he made up for it in the runoff. His win comes despite crippling inflation and the effects of a devastating earthquake 3 months ago. I'm Julie Walker.
India's major opposition parties have boycotted the inauguration of a new parliament building by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a rare show of unity against his Hindu nationalist ruling party. This is VOA News. Russia has unleashed one of its biggest airstrikes on Kyiv since the war began, as the Ukrainian city suffers its second overnight assault in a row. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Officials say its defense forces have shot down more than 40 targets during what Kyiv's mayor describes as another difficult night in the capital. Ukraine's air force claims to have shot down 37 out of 40 Russian-launched cruise missiles and 29 out of 35 drones. The latest wave of Russian strikes on the city come as Ukraine prepares to launch a counteroffensive to reclaim areas that Russian forces have taken. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Japan said Monday that it's preparing to destroy any North Korean missiles that threaten its territory after Pyongyang announced a planned launch of what it said is a satellite.
Japanese chief captain said such launches violate relevant United Nations sanctions.
Analysts say the military satellite is part of a nuclear-armed North Korea's effort to advance surveillance technology, including drones, to improve its ability to strike targets in the event of a conflict. North Korea has also undertaken a series of missile and weapons tests in recent months. South Korea is using a $13.7 billion arms deal with Poland, Seoul's biggest ever, to lay the groundwork for an industrial juggernaut that the two nations' defense companies hope will feed Europe's hungry military market far into the future. Deputy Director at the South Korean Defense Acquisition Program Administration, Kim Young-chul, speaking.
Obviously, the outbreak of the Russian war invaded the Ukraine. And after that, we get lots of requests from the Polish government for K2 tank and K9 howitzers and FA-50.
South Korean and Polish officials say their partnership will help them conquer the European arms market, even beyond the Ukraine war, with Seoul providing high-quality weapons faster than other countries, and Poland offering manufacturing capacity and a sales pipeline into Europe. A new study suggests dozens of U.S. cities are at risk for mpox outbreaks this summer. Health officials say that they're working to prevent the scale of infections that surprised the nation last summer. Most of the cases reported last year were spread during sexual contact between gay and bisexual men. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Thank you.